Hello and welcome to the SMB Strategy Cast. It has been almost 2 years since the last time I produced an SMB Strategy Cast, way back in May of 2006. I couldn't believe it myself because I looked it up earlier today and was like, wow, that last Strategy Cast was episode number 17. It was entitled The Municipal Wi-Fi and the Small Business. And here I am. Twice I've tried to restart doing this again. I'm finally doing it. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Work got in the way for a while. I was traveling 3 to 4 weeks per month. I mean, sometimes it was crazy. It'd be an 8-week period and I'd be on the road for all but 4 days. And that can get in the way. I don't know. Even when I was doing these before, I always had a hard time doing them on the road. I have a pretty portable setup here, and not the setup I had before, and some of you may hear the difference right off the bat. When I tried to start this up 6 months ago, the Sony laptop I was using and testing, and all of a sudden it fried, and that was the one I originally used for the podcast. So hopefully the sound quality on this Toshiba I'm using is as good as or better. I mean, really, it should be better. It's a 3-year or 2-year newer machine, and doesn't Moore's Law say that it should be better? Every 6 months I should be able to buy a laptop or buy something that makes a better podcast, right? Maybe that's my law now instead of Moore's Law. But, you know, my goal is to get back into doing these one time per week. I'm still traveling quite a bit, but, you know, who knows? Like I said, it is portable and I should be able to do it. And as part of this, and anyone that's followed the blog that I do on my website, bizplanhelp.com, that's bizplanhelp.com, which is also where this podcast, they've noticed I've started putting up articles to there again also, and also reference that I'm going to get back into doing the podcast again, and they kind of go hand in hand. Anyone that's followed this before, I cover topics for small and medium businesses, startups, strategy, technology type topics, and I cover that in the podcast and also on my blog. The blog, I tend to throw something up there more often than the podcast, but if I can get into this once a week and a couple blog entries a couple times a week, hopefully the listeners and readers come back. I've already noticed that, and I'm probably jumping the gun a little bit on talking about this, but I still get 1,000 visitors a day to the website, of which 700 are just coming in and pulling the podcast or the blog via RSS, which is amazing considering I only produced 17 podcasts and the last one I produced in May. So that's still quite a lot of listeners considering I haven't kept up with it. And those that have listened to other podcasts I've produced know that I'm pretty open about what I do from a marketing standpoint with my website as well as with clients I work with. Not only marketing, but anything I do. Any of my consulting projects I bring back into the podcast, whether it's writing business plans for customers, helping with other strategic plans, and, you know, recovery work for companies having a hard time. I work with a couple hedge funds that have some troubled investments, that sort of work. And anything I learn, I bring back into this podcast and tell you. So if you haven't listened to my podcast before, if this is the first one you're listening to, the other 17 podcasts are still out there on the blog. Download and listen to them. Look at the topics. You know, I'm probably going to be jumping, you know, around a little bit as far as topics go, whereas before I was more of a steady, here's the topic for the next few weeks, but I'm going to jump around a little bit more. Still try to keep it maybe not to the 10 or 15 minutes, but maybe more like 20 minutes, a little longer format, but still keep the time down. Something you can listen to on your iPod on your standard commute, or throw it in the car on your standard commute to work, a real quickie anyway. And, you know, some of the upcoming topics we're going to talk about, I'll continue to throw in kind of this podcast for business. Ideas I've come up with, ideas I've tried, referral success, how many visitors, click-throughs, all that stuff I'm getting, things I'm doing to get it. I'm going to tell you straight up what those statistics are. I've done it in the past. I've even thrown up charts showing how, you know, the growth on the website changed when I added a podcast. So that's kind of what I call kind of those podcasts for business type topics. I've also have a couple recent articles that I threw up on the BizPlan Help blog, which is located again at bizplanhelp.com. One of them was a short article on finding a niche market, in which I used a kind of a small case study on the whole Nike iPod, the sensor that Nike sells for runners, and how that links into their website, how that links into them selling products to you when you go onto the website, and how it's an add-on product to the iPod itself, so it makes technology development easier. And now you also have other third-party producers that have made stuff for the Nike iPod also, and that kind of connection. I also talked about in a recent article on my BizPlan Help blog, it was on the Rocketfish USB hard drive enclosure. And there's other brands out there, but it was one of those things. I'm on a business trip. That Sony laptop I mentioned earlier crashed. What do? I'm at a client site. I'm not carrying around a second laptop. I haven't done that in years. Back in the old Compaq HP laptop days, I felt like I always had a second laptop on me because it felt like one was always crashing. But, what do? Well, you run into Best Buy and get a hard drive enclosure and try to borrow a machine and get to work. You know, a client's not going to hear excuses. They don't care if a laptop crashed or, they just want you to do your work that you're billing them for and get it done. So sometimes you have to run around, and it's handy to keep one of these in your briefcase. They're so small now anyway that it's a great way to also back up your stuff on the fly, not just use when you have problems. And then I also threw an article up here, and it's a product I've been using for a couple years now, and that's the Netgear SC101 Storage Central. It's a great little box. You throw a couple, old hard drives you have laying around into it, and bam, it's interest. It's immediate network attached storage. And it's always been a great product for me, and I throw it up there and I get a lot of comments on it. Unfortunately, most of the comments lately have been pretty negative, I guess. And I tried this myself getting ready for this podcast, but they have finally released the firmware and upgrade, so it works with Vista, and sure enough, the firmware dumps the whole drive. I couldn't believe it. I tried it myself, and voila. Now I have no access to that Netgear storage device. It shows the firmware is installed, it shows the hard drives, and it shows the hard drives are both 0 gig in size. So there's definitely some stress there that I'll have to dig into. And I'll probably throw up some information on that, what I find as I dig through this, because I know people, who read this may have gone out and bought them, or either read or listened to me may have gone out and bought this, or maybe considering this. And I'd say stay away from this product right now. Another upcoming topic, and this is straight out of some of the work I've done recently, is the software as a service. And I can't really say this is a craze necessarily, because how long has Salesforce.com been out there now, and other companies like that? The third-party hosting, how many people have had email hosted, Exchange hosted for years now? But it's really gotten to more of a critical mass, I'd say. There's a lot of solutions out there now for small businesses for, beyond just hosting email. And I'll talk about one of the clients I've worked with in the hospitality industry and how we're doing a software as a service approach to all their IT systems, and it's really interesting. In some cases, it's actually cost them a little more, but from the peace of mind standpoint, and they don't have a full-time IT person, yet they're running a $2.5 million business that's growing each month over month, and 12-month rolling is really right now a $3.5 million business, and they are to the point where at their continued growth rate, in a couple of years, they're going to be a $20 million business, and everything is software as a service. And some of the hoops we've had to jump through, how easy it was for some systems, but we're still having issues with the accounting system. And I'll talk about that both in my blog and in upcoming podcasts. And one of the other things I'm trying to do myself, in addition to doing this podcast, is getting myself organized. I've been a Franklin planner person for a good 10 or 15 years now. I've been carrying that around and, read The 7 Habits by Stephen Covey. But there's a couple other books out there now. One of them is called The 4-Hour Work Week. that I read. Very interesting stuff in there. I'll have a link to that in the show notes, and I'll be talking about that in upcoming episodes because it is a unique approach. It's not a organization book per se, and it's not a book that someone that likes Seven Habits may necessarily like, or because you have to have the mentality. It's really geared towards an entrepreneurial person, a person that's a high level controller of their current business or is looking to start a business, and it's just really some interesting approaches in the book that I think everyone should take a look at. Maybe not even if you're entrepreneurial, even if you work in a bigger business. There's some interesting stuff in there, particularly if your company's looking to outsource, do some offshore outsourcing. It's really some interesting approach. But that's also another topic, is some of the stuff I've run into in the last year with outsourcing offshore. And I've seen some projects now even in the last 6 months where things have just gotten really ugly. Because if you don't do it right, it's like any other project. Anyone that's done an IT project knows if you don't get it right, it's ugly. And there's been some offshore stuff that's been pretty ugly. And there's been companies now in the U.S. that are looking to bring things back. And already I've gotten myself off on a tangent. But one of the other books, I finally bought it. People have been talking about this for years, and that's Getting Things Done. It's a book a lot of IT people like it, and they've always talked about it, and that's kind of part of my life is information technology and keeping up and working with small businesses on that. So I definitely get a lot of exposure to purebred computer geeks, where I'm only a partial computer geek to purebred. And, David Allen's book has been talked about a lot, and I finally have a copy, and I'm finally going to start reading it, and I'll give you some feedback in upcoming episodes. I'm also going to try not to use as much in a podcast, but it's a habit I guess I'm into and will probably keep doing because I just did it. Anyway, I don't want to go too much further than that. Still, again, trying to keep the format probably in the 15 to 20 minute range. This one's a little short because it's the, quote, welcome back podcast. And as far as pulling music together and stuff like that and some background stuff, right now I'm just using Cast Blaster and the theme starting off the show. I don't even know what it was, but it was pre-programmed in Cast Blaster. Let me see what it, if I can bring it back up and see what it says here for the name of it, so I can give the artist some credit. And it's the artist is Permanent 4, and the title is called By Candlelight. So a nice little kind of background music. I'll bring it up a little bit more. But that comes built into the Cast Blaster product that I use, which I'm currently right now using on Windows Vista. So for those who follow podcasting and have seen different blogs and stuff saying that Cast Blaster has, you have stress with Vista and Cast Blaster, I'm using it. It seems to be working fine, but who knows? Maybe if you all never hear this, you'll know it blew up on me. Or you will never know it blew up on me. Who knows? But as always, if you have any questions or comments, you can email me at podcast@bizplanhelp.com. The show notes will be posted with any links or any of the stuff I've talked about. You download this from bizplanhelp.com. And I think that's all I got for now. And like I said, my goal is to put one of these out a week.